You are listening to the Intuitive Healing Connection. Hi, my name is Gina Stroll, and I am your host. I am best known as the down-to-earth intuitive healer that doesn't sugarcoat the truth. I walk my clients through the healing process and help them heal from their past so that they can find peace and joy again. If you are interested in healing your past, tapping into your spiritual side to receive your own answers, finding your own clarity and discovering your own wisdom, then you are in the right place. I am here to lead the way and help you discover your intuitive connection. Hello, all my beautiful listeners. Welcome, and I'm so glad that you are here to join me today. I am excited, nervous, a little bit apprehensive about today's subject. But my hope is that it goes out to all of you beautiful souls who need to hear it, and that it somehow maybe helps just one person along the way. I know through my healing journey and my years of growth, that really has been my motto, is that if one thing that I have been through, one thing that I'm going through, by sharing my story, if it helps just one person, then it was for a good cause. It was for a success. And not only that, not just helping one person, but teaching me to be grateful for what I have, grateful for where I'm at, grateful for the learning process. So, you know, I want to share that gratitude with you, because I believe that everything that we go through is for our learning and growth. And if we can see it that way, not as punishment sometimes, you know, sometimes we want to think, geez, the world's coming against us. I have really learned through my life, and I've had plenty of situations, experiences to be able to learn gratitude for what we go through. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to be in that place of gratitude. But with what I share with you today, I think you'll see that we do go through times where we're not grateful for the things that we're going through. And we have to really sit back and learn and heal, do our healing work, set with what's happening, and change our mindset. Because it is easy to get caught up in everything is hard and that the world must be against me. It's really easy to go there, especially if we've had situations in our past that cause us to think that that's our truth. The thing that I know is that none of that is our truth when we go through hard times, because I know that I'm not being punished for being here, that I'm here to have an experience. I'm here to grow. And part of my journey in growing has been my physical body. And I will explain that all to you as we get talking, but that has been, I know this lifetime for me has been one of really learning to trust my physical body again, learning to trust myself again, and learning to allow things to happen. And what I mean by allow is just, we're here, this is what's going on, how are you going to, you know, what are you going to do about it? Sometimes the only thing we can do is step back, follow our guidance, look for our answers, and have a good attitude, grateful for where we're at, knowing that at some time, these things are going to be a bump in the road for us. At some time, we're going to look back at that and go, oh my gosh, I see now how that fit into my life. I want to share a story with you today to illustrate this. I actually got up this morning, and today is not usually a recording day for me, but I got up and I had this nagging feeling that I needed to go record today, and I needed to go record my story because there have been some big heavy hitters going on in my life, and I've shared a little bit of that inside of my private groups and with my VIP ladies, but I haven't really shared a lot of it out into the world. And I know as we talked about this in my VIP, my 6-month program that I have, we were talking about when is a good time to share. When you're in a mastermind setting, a VIP setting, anytime is a good time to share when you're going through hard things. But as a healer, for me, when I start talking about it out in the world, it's when I have kind of gone down to the bottom and I'm on my way back up. And the reason that I feel that way is because I believe that I'm here to inspire. I believe that I'm here to help others to heal. And I have bad days too. I have bad weeks too. I have times where I don't want to be grateful, that I'm not feeling the gratitude. But for me, that's not the time for me to share. It's the time for me to talk about that later and tell you, yes, I've had some low days. I've had some times where I have woke up and think, I can't do this, not one more day. I have days like that. I know people think that, oh, she's just got it all together and she doesn't feel that way. That is not true. I've had people actually say that to me. Oh my gosh, you've just got it together. And that is not true. That is so not true. I have bad days. I have learned not to stay there in those bad days. I have learned to bounce a little quicker. I have learned to change my mindset and pick myself back up, but I still go there and I still stay there sometimes for a little bit longer. The thing that I do differently these days is I give myself permission to be there instead of beating myself up about it. I'm like, okay, you need a minute. You know, you got a day or you got, you know what, we'll spend today. We'll sulk, we'll do our thing, we'll feel sorry for ourselves. And then tomorrow we're going to do something different. So let's get to it because I want to share with you what I'm talking about here. So for me, one of my biggest learning experiences, we'll call it here, has been my physical body. It has been a challenge for me pretty much my whole life. As a kid, I was born with what they call congenital hip dysplasia. And it is the condition where the hip joints and the sockets either don't match up or you weren't born with part of those. For me, it was a socket. I had a socket, but it was super shallow. My hip joints didn't line up in there, the socket and the hip joint itself. And so nobody found it until I was about 5, even though I walked crazy and was having a hard time. So at 5, I went through some extensive surgeries because by this time things had developed in places that they weren't supposed to be. And, you know, my muscles and my body had done what it felt like it could to make that work, but it wasn't working. We'll put it that way. It wasn't working. So at 5, I went through some major surgeries, had one of my hip shelves built out. And anyway, it was an extensive process. And back then you did months and months of hospital stays because they figured that you needed to stay flat down in a cast. You know, you didn't do anything. And so by the time they got you out of a cast, you really had to learn to walk again and to use those muscles again. And so it was quite a lengthy process when they did stuff like this. You know, you're looking at a year of really recovery. And so I went through all of that. I spent a lot of time away from my home because the hospital that I stayed in was about 3.5 hours away from our home. And so, you know, I wasn't around my parents very much. For me, I had an aunt and an uncle that were close to me and they would come and visit me at the hospital. And so that was very traumatic. I didn't realize it because I thought, oh, it was just something I went through. It wasn't until even just this last year that I realized how traumatic that was for me in my life. And the healing work that I had to do around that in order to feel safe and secure in my own shell. You know, after that, I went on for years and I ended up doing more surgeries when I was 10. I went through a similar process then. And as I went through all of that, again, there was more traumatic experience, more extended hospital stays and those kind of things. And I honestly don't really remember a lot of it. I remember bits and pieces of it, but I honestly don't remember a lot of it. But I know later when I was doing some healing work and these fears and insecurities and feeling like I was always alone and people would abandon me had come up. And that's what it stemmed from. You know, for a while I was mad at my parents and I realized, you know what, the only thing they knew how. Back then things were very different. They had other kids at home. And so, you know, they did what they thought was best at the time. And so part of my healing and growth has been letting a lot of that go. But I also created some beliefs and feelings about how my body shows up for me, because to me, I felt like it came here and it was broken. It's been broken. Fast forwarding, into my adult years, I've had other, you know, health situations and things that have come up for me. And one of the big things is hip stuff. I still deal with hip stuff. I've had a total hip replacement and I still deal with that pain, and I have a lot of arthritis because of that. And so, you know, from a very young age, I started experiencing a lot of that. But then as I got into my early 30s, I started having hormone issues and I started really what doctors were telling me, you're very young, you're too young to be going through a lot of this. I ended up having a hysterectomy early. Another situation for me to tell myself, oh my gosh, my body's broken. And I then started having issues with my thyroid. And the thyroid story is the one that I really wanted to, kind of give you that background. We could go into a lot more detail on those, but I don't, that's not really what I wanted to talk about today. The one that I want to talk about is the thyroid stuff. So I've had a lot of thyroid stuff going on for a lot of years now. I'm not even sure when I started having issues with my thyroid and really started having to maintain it. We'll call it maintaining because that's what I have felt like that it is for a long period of time. And it's probably been, we're probably getting close to 20 years now of thyroid stuff. I was trying to think back, I'm probably 15 to 20 years. And at first it was just my thyroid was overproducing. You know, I was taking thyroid medication for maintenance and that was kind of it. It was more of a pain in the butt. And then my older daughter has actually had thyroid cancer and had her thyroid removed. And that year, that same year, I found out that I also had some thyroid cancer going on. And I went ahead and, because of the information that I had back then, went ahead and removed my whole thyroid at that point. It had some hot nodules on it. We had some other things going on. And after talking to the doctor, I really felt like that was my path. And I say I really felt like it because that year, you know, when you watch your kids go through thyroid cancer and radiation and do those things, for me, when I saw that that's where she was headed, and then they also found just a little bit, they only found a little bit of cancer inside my thyroid, we just opted to remove the whole thing. It was kind of a bummer for me when they, because they always send it off to pathology, and when it came back, they found no more cancer cells in there. And so that was kind of that thing inside my head. Did I make the right choice? Did I do the right thing? Sometimes we just don't know. Like, you know, with the information that I had at that time, I felt like it was the best decision for me. Now, fast forward about 7 years, I would really, really highly rethink that decision for myself. But a lot of times we don't know when we're going through these hard things. You know, we hear the C word, we hear, you know, we watch our kids go through all the, and we're just like, wow, we do what we feel is best for us. Do I feel like that it was the best decision for me for my healing and growth? Absolutely. Is it the easiest path I could have taken? No, because it has been nothing but bumps in the road since that day. You know, I've even had doctors tell me you'll be fine. People live without it all the time. The part that they failed to kind of inform me on is that you will probably never be the same again. And, you know, our thyroid regulates so much in our body. You know, it's our thermostat, it's our metabolism, it's our hormone regulator, it's the pituitary, like all this stuff is wrapped up in thyroid stuff. It's amazing when that is removed from your body. You know, I've even had healthcare professionals say, I don't see what the big deal is. We have medicine for that. Well, taking a pill every day is not the same as your body producing thyroid. There's some challenges there along the way. I think a lot of times there have been a lot of lessons for me, we'll say that I have learned along the way because of this. And I've had to do a lot of healing work. I guess the reason that I'm sharing this story now is because I have some really big things that are going on right now in my life because of, you know, the fact that I've taken hormone medication for, you know, almost 20 years now. You know, it's been, our body kind of builds up a resistance to it and it doesn't accept it like it used to. And, or at least that's been what it's been in my case. You know, it was very interesting just this week. I think, you know, I have always relied on my medical professional people in my life to kind of give me guidance in that area. And I've realized here in the last year and a half, because the last year and a half has been really, really rough. And I've realized that, you know what? We have to stand up and be our own advocate. And a lot of times we want to pass the buck and pass it off to someone else. I've had a lot of bumps in the road. And one morning I was talking to my husband and I said, on earth has the healer not stepped into the healing power for herself? Now, I have done a little bit of healing along the way and doing all these things. I do all of this healing stuff for everybody else. But then when it comes to myself, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's overwhelming. And I've done healing work along the way, but it was kind of a wake-up call for me about a year and a half ago to really start diving into what is the root cause? What is the root cause of all of this? You know, why, yes, I've had my thyroid taken out. Yes, all those things. But, you know, we have to back the train up sometimes and think, what is the root cause of what's going on in my life? Not because it'll necessarily fix everything in our life, but how can I do the healing work on that so that we can move past this? I'm a firm believer in everything starts energetically first. And I know as I've looked back on this in my life, I've realized, you know, when I was growing up, we were pretty much taught to be quiet, take care of ourselves. You know, you be the mouse in the corner that doesn't cause a disruption, that's not causing issues. And that's kind of how we were raised. You know, we really weren't encouraged to speak our truth or to speak how we really felt. You know, if we got any emotional or got upset, you know, we were immediately told to calm down. And, you know, we weren't allowed to really express those feelings. Now, it's just how my parents raised us. I've come to terms with a lot of that. My parents were also very hands-off. And so we were kind of left to our own defenses. You know, parenting seems to be very different today than it was back then. You know, we had a roof over our head. We had food in our bellies. We had, you know, those physical things that we needed. And at times those were even threatened as we were growing up. We're in a big oil field community. And so if any of you know anything about that, a lot of times it's feast or famine. It's never in the middle. It's either they're so busy they can't keep up, or they're homesteading home for weeks and weeks on end. And that's just kind of the nature of how the energy world works. Thinking back, I think a lot of that is all if you knew anything about your chakra system and how that works. That thyroid area is really all about speaking your truth, speaking up for yourself, you know, really learning to voice your opinions. And a lot of that was I was afraid. In fact, I was afraid because I had even learned that if I did voice my opinion, that would get me into trouble. And so I never wanted to be in trouble. And so I really just shut that part of myself down. And looking back, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know what? That makes perfect sense to me on why I'm here, like dealing with thyroid issues. You know, I was raised that way and I've done a lot of healing work. I was out walking my dogs this morning and I was kind of chuckling because I was like, who would have thought the girl who used to not share anything with anybody is out on a very public platform now sharing all these stories. So to say that I haven't done any work around that is not true. It is true. I have learned to speak my truth. I have learned to say what I need, to ask for what I need, to share my stories and voice my opinions and really put it out there into the world. I know even when I was getting ready to do this podcast, it was another level of healing for me. I look at healing as like the layers of the onion. This was another level of healing for me that I had to work through. I sat around and it took me a while to really, okay, I get it. I need to do a podcast. How am I going to speak my truth? How am I going to put this out there into the world in a way that is honoring to the world and respectful to the world, but yet showing them, giving them the inspiration that they need? And it was a whole new level, literally a new layer of healing for me in order to be able to even do this work. Even though I've been out in the public for several years now, you know, I've had an intuitive healing business now and working with people for several years now. And so, you know, it's been a whole new layer of healing for me in order to do this. Just here recently, I've had, and as I tell you this, know that I'm not here to go back and forth with vaccinations or any of that. Everybody has the right to make their own decision on how they do that. For me, I chose to get the vaccination. For one, we wanted to travel. My husband and I travel a lot. And in order to do that, we absolutely had to get COVID vaccinations. And so I did. I went and I did that. And for me, I've had people say, didn't you send it love and light? Didn't you bless it? Didn't you? I did all the things. I assure you, I did all the things. or at least thought that I did. I know that I did. You know, this last year and a half since getting the COVID vaccinations have been really, really rough on my body. In fact, I have been trying to, ever since then, my thyroid numbers have been really high and they're not coming down for whatever reason. And it has been a real big struggle because I have felt really, really shitty. And, you know, even with talking with the healthcare professionals and telling them, look, ever since I got the vaccinations, I've been having these issues. I've been having a lot more symptoms. I've been, you know, doing a lot and being told that it's not true, that it's not from vaccinations, that that couldn't possibly be. It's been a rough year and a half. And for sure, this last year and a half, I have had to dive in deep and really stand my ground, stand my truth, because that little girl in me wants to retreat and go, see, you know what? You're just full of shit, Gina. You need to just get over it. You're going to be fine. That isn't your truth. You're making too big of a ripple in the system. I've realized that's another layer for me of healing. That is another, it's pushing past this. Whether or not anybody agrees with that's where we're at, I know that has been my experience. Since receiving the vaccination, since doing that, I have struggled even more than I even did before. You know, there have even been some studies that have come out recently about the effects of the COVID vaccination. You know, there was a lot of fear wrapped around those. I'm sure I was looking back. I'm like, yeah, I was fearful too. It was very new. You know, if you want to leave the States, this is what you have to do. If you want to go anywhere, you know, there for a while, we couldn't even travel out of your own state. It was, you know, it was a very hard situation for everybody. And like I say, I'm not here to debate vaccinations. To me, I think that is a very personal decision. I think it's something that we all should be free to choose to do. And whatever that is perfect for you. You know, for me, have I looked back and said, wow, maybe I shouldn't have? Yeah. But I also know that, you know, for my husband, he lost his brother during all this COVID stuff to COVID. And so, you know, there were some feelings there with him and how he felt about that. And if you had an opportunity to stay alive, you know, is it worth the side effects? Is it worth what you're going through? You know, and to me, that's all a personal choice. That's all for everyone else for you to decide in your own life how you feel about that. But I know for me, my experience has been some more health issues that have come along the way. As I talk to you today, this story isn't ending. This story is an ongoing healing process for me, and one that I will probably continue doing for who knows. You know, now that I do not have a thyroid, it's a lifetime struggle here in the physical world, I'm sure. But the thing that I want to show you today is that there have been times, and even today as I sit here, I'm grateful for the things that I have went through, because they have taught me to be the compassionate, caring healer that I am today. Because of my situations, I can work with people and have compassion for where they're at and not judge them for the decisions that they've made and where they've been. That's one thing that I hear a lot from my healing clients is that, you know what, I've never been around somebody who doesn't judge me for thinking or feeling or the way that I do things. You just are here in a loving, kind way. And I believe that's the lessons that we can learn from going through hard stuff. You know, there was no guarantees to me when we came here. I think the struggle comes up here from our ego mind. You know, we get in that on that struggle bus and think that we can't get out of it and that there's no way around it. Yes, I have had days where I have thought, this is ridiculous. Nobody is here to help me. What am I going to do? You know, I can't get my body to, you know, I can give my body all the thyroid medication it wants, but if it's not going to accept it, that's a tough place, you know? But I've realized that isn't true, because I can do healing work. I have so many people on my healing team right now, because not only do I have the medical side of it, I have Western medicine. I also have lots of other healing modalities that I have brought in to help me work through all of these situations. Because to me, the one thing that I have learned is if I follow my intuition and do what I feel is right there, I do. I feel better. And it may not be what every doctor is telling me to do. You know, there's a lot of things that they suggest or that they want you to do or that sometimes just doesn't feel right to me anymore. I have really learned to stand up for myself and speak my truth. I have found my primary healthcare physician. I have found someone who understands the intuitive side of all of this, the holistic side of all of this. And she's willing to work with me on that. That right there is a gift in itself. And that's because I have asked, I have shown, you know, I kind of quit going into my regular doctor because I was like, you know what, this is ridiculous. They're not listening. They're not hearing me. And I need somebody who will hear me. And lo and behold, I found somebody who does hear me and who is willing to try some different things. Let's step outside the box and try some different things. You know, I also work with another guy on the holistic side so that I can get all the vitamins and all the things that my body needs and help it absorb all of the thyroid medication better, help it use it better in a way. And I'm grateful for that side. I use a lot of intuitive healing. I bring in a lot of different healing frequencies and vibrations and lots of different things. And so, you know, we got to learn to bring people in on our team, but you got to voice what you need. You got to be willing to step out of the box. For me, there's no way around it. I believe 100% in Western medicine, but I also believe we need the other side of it. Because if we're closing ourselves off to just one side, I think we are shortchanging ourselves in a big way. And so for me, that has been one of the big lessons that I have learned along this healing journey. You know, if you're someone that is out there that is going through some difficult things, especially with your physical body, physical healing, you know, there are other answers. I think we just have to be open to them and open to seek those answers for ourselves and really learn to listen to those. Sometimes when we go to the doctor, they're not going to give you all of those other things that you can do. You know, some people don't believe in that kind of stuff. I myself, I'm sitting here, I'm in this intuitive world. I am in this spiritual world. And I absolutely believe 100% that we have more avenues to look at than we even realize. And we need to be open to all of those. Our answers lie in some of those. Maybe, you know, maybe not the same things for you. I've even started doing some red light therapy and started doing some different things because I've been in a lot of pain, a lot of physical pain, and I want to numb that down a little bit. You know, at the time of the recording, I'm getting ready to go on another big vacation. Yes, I'm going. And I have been working with my physical body so that I can get ready to do that because it's very taxing when we do this. When we go on vacation, it's not, sometimes we're sitting on a beach, but usually we're doing big chores and that's what we're doing again. And so it's, you know, you're out and about, you're every day, you're up early, you're sleeping, not getting a lot of sleep. You know, you're eating at different times and it takes a toll on the body. I enjoy every minute of it. But this was the first time that I was like, oh my gosh, I have got to dig deeper. I've got to dig my heels in deeper so that I can go and do this. You know, I'm still young. I got a lot of life to live. And I'm going to work with my physical body so that I can go and do the things that I want to do and travel the world and do it with grace and dignity and the very best that I can. So I hope this has been helpful for you today. As I share my story with you, I'm sharing it that maybe some part of my story will help you. Maybe some part of my story will stick out for you and you, maybe it's even if she can do it, so can I. Because I'm sitting here telling you I haven't quit and I won't quit. I'm not quitting. There are days when I want to quit. There are days when I have been in so much pain here recently that I want to just curl up in the corner and not do any of it. There's also days that I wake up and I am so completely, utterly grateful to be in this situation and to be able to share my story with you and to be able to have compassion for those of you out there who are going through physical, mental, emotional experiences. Because we help each other every single day. And that's what I am called here to do. I know that I'm called to share my story. I know that I'm called to speak my truth. This will be an ongoing story. And I will share with you my highs and my lows along the way. You know, this is just the beginning of my story. Because is my healing done? Absolutely not. I have more healing to do. I have more layers of my onion to peel off. Because I have a bigger voice to put out there and this will be part of my journey. But I do know that if you want to get the greatest healing in your physical body, doing your emotional, your spiritual, your mental healing along the way will help you get there in a much quicker, bigger way than you ever thought possible. So I hope this is helpful for you. I would love to hear your story. You can share with me at any time. You know, share, where are you at? Where are your experiences? You know, what have your experiences been? And let's heal together, because that's what we're here to do. So thank you for joining me today. I hope this has been helpful. I promise you this will be an ongoing conversation that we can have. So if you enjoyed this today, please let me know. And so much love to all of you. And I will see you again very soon. Bye-bye for now. I sincerely hope you enjoyed today's episode. I love connecting with my people. So if you would like to get in touch with me, you can email me at GinaStroll@GinaStroll.com. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram and on YouTube as Gina Stroll Intuitive Healing. And of course, if you have any interest in anything that we talked about today, all of my stuff is available on my website at GinaStroll.com. And again, thank you for joining me, and I can't wait for us to connect up again. Have a great day.